far from the city, an empty paddock, and nothing but memories. After 15 years, Sheila Ball was forced to say goodbye to a beloved horse. This is what happens when the downturn starts to bite.
The reason I've had to give up Fred is economics. Solely and purely economics. And the effect it's had on me is devastating. I mean, heartbreaking. I love that horse, and if I could afford to keep him, I would for the rest of his life, but I can't.
Sheila isn't alone. Horse charities say record numbers are struggling to pay the bills. First came huge rises in costs. The price of feed doubled. Now there's less money around to pay for it all. And that's hitting businesses too. Garen Baines had already given up one horse through sickness. Now he's shutting down his horse trekking company, meaning six more need new homes.
The horse business has, or the horse leisure riding has fallen off a cliff in the last few weeks as people have looked at their household budgets and decided that it's too expensive to go horse riding, and at the same time our costs have been mounting significantly over the last year.
It all means more work for those who care for unwanted animals, but charities fear this is only the beginning and that donations may begin to dry up, just as huge numbers of horses need their help.